Well, skip lagging is when you're trying to go from like point A to point B and it's really expensive. So let's say I'm in Los Angeles and I'm flying to Charlotte. And that flight used to be $500 one way because only American Airlines flew it. If you went to a website called skiplag.com and you put in those city pairs, it will show you a hidden city, which could be Orlando, or it could be, you know, booking a ticket to Jacksonville, but the plane stops in Charlotte. So you get off, you book a one-way ticket, you don't use your miles, you don't put your mileage number in, you don't check bags, and that's the way it works. Southwest is now trying to sue them because they're taking their inventory, and Southwest does not like anyone taking their data. I don't think they're going to win that case, but also United Airlines and Orbitz tried to sue skiplag.com, but they lost. It was a 21-year-old kid who created it. I love the site, and it's not illegal to book a hidden city, but it's against airline policy. So if they do catch you doing it often, they will take away your miles and they could try and charge you more. But
I've seen a lot of people on social media now having these trending accounts where they want to show you how to use these reward credit cards and reward points and programs so that you can be, you know, traveling at the most elite way for no money.
I mean, this is how I got started. You know, I used to be afraid to fly. I got over my fear. And one of the greatest ways to get over your fear is by flying first class, because then you won't even think about having a fear because you're like, I don't want to get out of this big fat seat. But it's expensive unless you use your miles and points. And it used to be so much better when I first got started. And now it's really become more difficult, but you can still do it if you get the right credit cards, especially when they're having a bonus and you use it wisely. You gotta read. There's a lot of different websites that do it, including mine. I have a whole team that, you know, works on different credit cards, just because there's so many tricks these days.
Disney World announced today they're going to require all guests to be back behind masks. You also write in your newsletter talking about the entire state of Nevada. How's that going over as far as these tourist destinations go, forcing people behind masks again?
I mean, no one likes to wear masks, no. But I mean, I think that people realize that it is safer to do it. I mean, you're definitely protecting the other person. With these surgical masks, you know, you're more likely protecting the other person. If everyone's wearing these surgical masks, I don't think you have to worry that much.
One of the things we've been discussing during the pandemic, whether or not people will need a vaccine passport. What is your best advice for people who want to travel abroad?
My best advice if you're traveling abroad is to obviously get a vaccine and get one of the reputable ones like Moderna, Pfizer, or J&J, because there are some countries that are giving people a hard time. You know, I have friends and family in Canada, and, you know, the AstraZeneca vaccine that they got, some were made in India, and some countries are not accepting them. So, you know, the way to do it right now is obviously get vaccinated. You need at least 14 days after your second shot, unless it's a J&J, to travel. But in places like France and Italy, you cannot go indoors to a restaurant. You can't go to a museum or theater starting next month. So this is going to be the trend. Germany's talking about doing it. I think it's going to be the trend here. There's restaurants in LA. There's restaurants in New York that are not allowing people in unless they've been vaccinated. I think this is going to happen more and more because coronavirus is just not going away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.